All right, well, it's 6 o'clock, so we'll go ahead and get started. It's actually 6:01, and I'll call this meeting to order. We'd like to welcome you all to this open regular city council meeting, Thursday, July 16th, 2020. And if there's any guests on here, we're glad you have joined to listen in and hear what we have to talk about today. So we'll go ahead and get started. If I could get you to join me in a moment of prayer. Dear Lord, we come to you today, and we just thank you for another day of life, and we just thank you for letting us gather once again to do the city's work. Lord, we just ask you to let it be in the best interest of the community and the citizens, and let it be in your will, Lord. Lord, we ask you to be with all of the sick. We just ask you to heal them, and we ask you to just continue to be with our country, Lord, and we ask that we as a people put you number one. And most of all, we thank you for the price you paid on the cross so we could have salvation with you, Lord. In your most wonderful and precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Roll call, Mr. Zach Beck.
Here.
Ms. Paula Bradley.
Here.
Myself, Kelvin Green is here. Mr. Ben Tucker.
Here.
Ms. Deborah Hahn.
Here.
And Ms. Leslie Hash.
Here.
Now we will take public comments. Like to keep it limited to 4 or 5 minutes. If there is any public comment, since we're on this phone conference, and just remember that council can't respond to matters that aren't on the agenda until scheduled at a future meeting. So if there's any public comments, you can go ahead at this time.
Yes, sir. This is Nathan Lawson. I'll be the new editor at the Archer County News. I just wanted you guys to hear my voice and introduce myself a little bit and say hello to you guys. I've been here for a couple weeks now, and I'll be covering you guys once you guys get back to meeting in the council chambers.
All right. Well, we're glad you have called in, and appreciate you taking time to join us this afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to Archer City, by the way, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is there any other public comments? If there's not, I'll give one more chance that way. All right. If there's no other public comments, we're going to move on to the consent agenda, approval of the minutes of the June 29th, 2020 special called meeting.
It's Leslie. I make a motion that we approve the minutes.
All right, we have a motion made by Leslie. Can I get a second?
This is Paula. I'll second.
All right, Paula second that. All in favor of approving the minutes of the June 29th, 2020 special called meeting, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Moving on to old business, discuss and consider authorizing the renewal of employee group health, dental, vision, life insurance, and long-term disability plans with the Texas Municipal Health Benefits Pool for the 10-1-2020 to 10-1-2021 term. Kim, what's it?
We had this on the June agenda, but I asked for a little more time. I was pursuing some information that didn't pan out. We were looking into a deductible reimbursement because I had been given some information that the Affordable Health Care Act allows that now. But as it turns out, they do not. We would have to fund everyone at the same time, and that kind of defeats the purpose. So I just wanted you to know why I had asked to table it last month. So page 3 of your packets is a memo that kind of explains where we are on our renewal. And as I stated, our current plan has a $1,500 deductible per calendar year and a $3,000 out-of-pocket. TML came in with our renewal rates with a 6% increase, which averages out to about $40 per month per employee or an additional $7,680 annually. But at the same time, our longevity credit was increased from $5,422 annual to $12,000. $604 annual, which is an additional savings of $7,183 annually. So even though our rates technically increased with the 6% increase, the increase to the longevity credit almost covered it within about $500. Also, I'm very pleased to announce, this is a really good thing for the employees, that our benefits were enhanced and our office copay visit was lowered from $35 to $30, and now that covers same-day lab and x-ray, which we have not had that in the past. So that's a pretty, it is on your wellness visit annually, but like if you go to the doctor if you're sick and you have to have your chest x-rayed, that in the past that had to go towards your deductible. And our Teladoc copay has now been lowered to zero. So we do have some rewrite options for transparency purposes. I did include those in your packet. We could see some rate savings if we went to one of the other options, but it's going to increase our employees' deductibles and out-of-pockets, and they're already, like I said, at $1,500 deductible and $3,000 out-of-pocket. So I'm asking that you consider to stay with our current plan because of the longevity credit. That is a really big bonus for us. It was, you know, it's over $1,000 a month this year, and it was $450 this past year, which was nice that we got it, but that was a big jump. So if we're going to get an increase in premium, at least they're giving us a credit to offset it.
Kim, this is Deborah. That is a really good thing. I'll make a motion that we accept that proposal.
It's Leslie. I'll second.
All right. So we got a motion by Deborah to accept this proposal from TML and a second by Leslie. All in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Motion carried. We got just one thing here under new business, and we don't need to take action on this tonight. It's just the first reading of a resolution authorizing the expenditure of 4B sales tax funds to contribute up to $21,000 to the Archer City Country Club to fund a project to purchase new equipment and make the golf course improvements. This is on page 6. I'll turn it back over to Kim.
Okay. this is... Calvin summarized, it's a new project that the country club has approached the 4B with, and it's equipment and in golf course improvements, and they met this week, and they have voted to proceed with the project. They had a public hearing on Tuesday night. The public notice ran in the paper this week, and we'll have two readings of the resolution, and once council approves the resolution next month, we'll be in the process of the 60-day countdown on the waiting period to disperse the funds. So the first reading of the resolution 418, whereas the Archer City Growth and Development Corporation, a Type B economic development corporation organized pursuant to Chapter 505 of the Texas Local Government Code, has recommended a project wherein the ACGDC proposes to contribute up to $21,000 of 4B sales tax funds to the Archer City Country Club to fund a project to purchase new equipment and make golf course improvements, which will promote the city and tourism. And whereas pursuant to Texas Local Government Code 505.159, the public hearing requirements have been met. And whereas the City Council has been asked to approve the project by adopting this resolution pursuant to Texas Local Government Code 505.158, because it will require the expenditure of more than $10,000 by the ACGDC. And whereas this resolution has been given two separate readings, one on July 16, 2020, and the second on August 20, 2020, in accordance with Section 505.158 cited above. And then I'll stop the reading tonight, and then we'll read the full resolution next month. Any questions on that project?
All right. If there's no questions on it, I just want to – that was pretty short and sweet. Thank you for calling in and taking time out of your afternoon to do this, hopefully. I've been saying it since, I guess, March or April or whenever this started. Maybe next month we'll be able to meet back normal. I guess we'll just play it by ear. But until then, I'll just ask for a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion to adjourn, this Ben.
Can I get a second?
Yeah, I'll second.
Zach, all in favor of adjourning, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign. Thank you all. Y'all have a good night.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Eddie.